This is synth.nl. A track called Stratosphere. Of his brand new album called Atmosphere. Again on the Groove Unlimited label. www.groove.nl. I'll be chatting to Marco very shortly. Have I made contact with the Netherlands?
Yes, you have.
Hey, oh, what a great line.
Okay.
I know I was going to try and ring you early to check the line, but I put on the best line I could find on the network, and okay. You're there. That's good.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine.
You've been busy composing. You've been a busy man, haven't you?
Yes. Working on a lot of projects, but also working on a new studio, so...
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose you better talk about this brand new album. When was it released again, Michelle?
It was released on the 11th of October.
Oh, so it's still a brand new release then, so...
Yes.
I'm pleased to play it. I mean, it's a superb album. An interesting follow-up, because the first one was to do with your love of Formula One, wasn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
And we have the love of the sky by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit related, actually.
Okay, then. Right. In that case, well, that's the first question. How did you, what inspired you to do the album Atmosphere, then?
Yeah, well, I think I told you in the last interview we did that it's not just Formula One. It was my passion for aerodynamics.
Indeed, yes.
And that also included airplanes.
Of course, yes.
I did my military time in the Air Force, so
yes.
I got a bit addicted to that. And when I left the Air Force, I started working for an electronics company.
Yeah.
And my employer back then flew light aircraft for his hobby.
Yeah.
And he took me along a couple of times. And, well, flying and especially the weather and clouds is very related, as you know, probably.
Of course, yes. It's beautiful.
So, I started... looking into that a little bit, and I got fascinated by it, especially the weather phenomena.
Yes.
Around there, and especially thunder always fascinated me. So,
yeah.
And I also told you before, I think in the last album, that I like to record a lot of my sounds myself with
yes.
a mobile recording device.
Yeah.
And so when everybody is running in, when the thunderstorm starts, I'm running out and recording the sounds. And a lot of the songs started actually with sounds of thunder, rain and wind and that kind of thing. So,
whereas everybody doesn't like the rain and the thunderstorms, you are outside very quickly then.
Yeah, but I do like them when they are a bit further away. So,
yes, not right above you.
No, that's not so pleasant, no.
So, how long did it take you to record the whole album in the end?
Well, I worked on it for about a year.
Yeah.
Not full-time, of course, but, usually I try to make music about 4 or 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's about the maximum I can put into it, and, about, I think, 11 months or so. Yeah.
It's a long time. I mean, people think this show is easy to put together, but it takes you about a week
to put it together.
And people think, you just come and sit down, but you don't. It takes time, and same with you. It takes time to create the music you want, and you mix it properly, etc.
Mixing takes a lot of time, and especially when you change a little thing, then the whole mix has to be done over sometimes. So some tracks, I usually keep versioning, and some tracks are actually version 20 or so when they finally were done, so...
But it's
a good thing. I like to work on details, and I always tell people, please do at least listen once to my music with your headphones on, because you will hear a lot more details than you could over speakers.
It's very good. I mean, I think Tangerine Dream brought out a few albums that were almost specifically for headphone listening, wasn't it?
Yeah, I
can't
think
remember
so.
Which ones.
And yeah, it's a different way to listen to music, I think. I always say a headphone is more like an audio microscope or
yes,
something.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And then you hear layers that you usually don't hear over your speakers, unless you, of course, have very good speakers.
Not everybody has expensive Bang & Olufsen type of speakers. But do you have a favourite track amongst this current album, Joel?
That's a very difficult question. Apparently, I like all the tracks, otherwise I wouldn't have made
indeed,
them.
Indeed, yes, yeah.
Well, one of the tracks is special for me. It's a track called Nimbus Teratus.
Right, yeah.
And it's especially special for me more because of the way it came about.
Right.
It's actually my first cooperation.
Right.
I have a dear friend that is probably listening now. Hi, Hans.
Good evening, Hans.
Yes, his name is Hans Landman. He's kind of my... we call him my musical conscience.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
Usually I let him hear unfinished tracks, sometimes very rough, and then, well, he gives me some ideas or comments. And this time on this track, he did play a little bit of a medley of himself.
Oh, did he?
And he does that sometimes, and, well, most of the times I say, well, thank you, nice, but not what I had in mind. But this time I liked it a lot, and we decided to use it, and so actually we finished this track together. So and it was a very nice process, and for me a first time, so that was nice.
Well, that's lovely. What I think, we'll just listen to this for a couple more minutes. This is Stratocumulus, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. We'll listen to this for a couple of minutes, so stay with us, Joe. We'll listen to this. It's quite a good track. I like it. It's a nice upbeat one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit more up-tempo, yeah.
It is. Well, here we go, then. Track that one actually talks, if that makes sense to you, does it?
Yeah, well,
it talks.
I hope so.
Well, you can visualize obviously the name of Stratocumulus, which is very, very high cloud, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yes.
And looking up, I mean, when you look up at the sky, you still don't really appreciate just how high up some of these clouds are, do you?
Yeah, well,
until you fly.
It's nice when you fly up there that you finally see how high it is.
That's the only way. And obviously in a jet fighter, you can get even higher, faster, and a lot more emotion can be felt, I'd imagine, going through the clouds, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, this whole album is actually kind of a travel from the Earth into space. So that's the story that the album is telling. So that's also the picture that I had in front of me when I made it. So
that probably brings me in to say, what is your next project then?
Well, I'm actually working on three projects at the moment. And
multitask.
Yeah, well, I like it that way. I have trouble focusing on one thing. I always had that problem, so I like to work on several things at the same time. But I'm working on one project that's almost finished, and it's called the Classical Project. I don't know, maybe you read something about it. I made some covers of famous classical tracks by classical composers.
I didn't remember, but I'm looking forward to that
one. Well, I made them into my versions, so of course with synthesizers and, well, a bit of my own thing. That's one project I'm working on. I'm working on another concept album about the oceans.
Ah,
that will
right.
be a travel through the oceans together with the big... whales and dolphins and stuff living in the oceans.
Very
that's a project I'm quite enthusiastic about myself.
Outer space to inner space.
Yeah. Well, we'll cover the whole Earth. So. And then there's something going into space as well. You mentioned the date of the year 1969 a couple of times in the show. And actually, that was the year I was born.
Oh, right.
And that was actually also the year that Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon.
Of course,
So I always felt very connected to that moment.
Ah, one small step for man.
Yes, and I'm actually working on a project as well called the Apollo Project.
Beautiful.
And that will be about, all these space missions that were done in that time frame. So,
yes.
And that's kind of
that
personal
sounds
for
great.
Me.
Great.
So a lot is coming.
Well, I mean, this has got to be, I know you're what we call a workhorse, aren't you? You have to keep
going. I usually work too much, but...
Well, I'm sure somebody will tell you if you're working too hard, won't they?
I had a nice acquaintance with the man with the hammer before. Oh. he told me to back down a bit. end of 2005, I'm already up to steam again, so...
That's good, then. So, how can fans find a little bit more about you, Michelle? What's your website address again?
My main website is www.synth.nl, and that's, of course, synth.nl.
Indeed.
And, there's you can find some music of my current projects, but there's also some music already on there from at least the classical project.
Right.
And there's one hidden demo track from the Ocean project.
Right.
You need to click on the left on the black buttons on the website and you'll find something there.
Oh,
some
I must
more
have
surprises
a look.
As well. So, yeah.
Well, you're full of surprises.
and there's lots more to come. Don't worry.
Well, I'm sure there is. It's been great chatting to you. I'm sorry the time goes so quickly, Michelle.
Yeah, it's nice to be on the show again. I was just looking. It was almost a year ago that
really?
We talked.
That year, a long time has gone by. A year sounds a long time, but in music, it's only like yesterday, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's one album away, something like that.
Okay, my friend. I think I've got... Alto Cumulus playing in the background, I think, somewhere. So we'll finish off with that and say thank you very, very much again, Michelle.
Oh, thank you very much as well, Terry.
And we won't leave it the whole year until the next time.
Oh, I hope so. Well, you can call me anytime, you
okay,
know.
Okay, that's very good of you. Okay, you take care. Have a good evening.
Okay,
and
you
enjoy
too.
The show.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Synth.nl. Evening, David Hughes. It's a great album. I encourage you to go on the website and purchase it, please. Still lots more coming up in the next hour and a half or so. Of course, the chill out session goes on until 1 a.m. And the last hour will be an absolute chilled out cracker, as they would say.